So, dear friends, now we know about our lives. So, we have heard about Buddha and Dhamma. Dhamma means Buddha's teaching. We have heard about Sangha or enlightened monks or something like that. Then, according to Buddha's lesson, Buddha, he told us this samsara is without discoverable beginning. So it means actually we have to be reborn again and again. So, dear friends, according to that teaching, we can understand we came a long journey. Long journey. We had experience many kinds of birth. We had experience many kinds of suffering. We had suffered a lot. So therefore, not only this life. Dear meritorious friends, then Buddha told us the thought of way to be liberated. Then he taught a way for break this samsara, this rebirth or reborn. Then, dear friends, he taught us if we won't break or if we won't stop this samsara or rebirth, we have to develop something. We should develop something. He found a way, we can say to it, eight noble eightfold path or Arya Ashtangika Marga. Dear friends, then Buddha taught us, if you want to develop this path, we have to develop our wisdom. We should develop our wisdom. So, today's lesson is very useful for develop our wisdom. We can divide Buddha's all teaching according to eight noble eightfold path for three parts. So some kinds of teaching or some kinds of Dhamma related with virtuous life or holy life. Some kinds of teaching related with concentration. So some kinds of teaching related with wisdom. Is it correct? Related? Then, so, according to today's lesson, however, we are very fortunate, we can understand about wisdom, something about wisdom. So, this discourse has eight factors, especially, so those factors leads to attain wisdom and develop or improve our wisdom and fulfill or complete our wisdom. Therefore, according to this discourse we can understand, we should do something about wisdom. It is not a simple one. So which kinds of wisdom? Actually, this wisdom, it leads to complete our Noble Eightfold Path or Arya Ashtanga Mark. So name of this discourse, Adi Brahmacharya Panya. Adi Brahmacharya Panya. This discourse from numerical discourses of Buddha. When Buddha was dwelling Savatthi, it's a kind of city, he taught these discourses. But when you hear this discourse, you will hear many times bhikkhu or monk, something like that. So then you will think, this discourse for monks, not for us, something like that. Don't think like that, because when Buddha delivering some discourses, actually kinds of monks, they gather with Buddha. Therefore, Buddha anytime he had used monk or bhikkhu before delivering or starting with delivering his speech. Dear friends, now we can start this discourse. How? Very beginning this lesson, he told us, Atti me bhikkave hetu. Monks, there are these eight causes. Atti pacho and condition Adi Brahmacharya Khani. Adi Brahmacharya Khani. That leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life. Appatiladdai patilabhai. When it has not been obtained and its increase and maturation and fulfillment by development after it has been obtained. So according to this phrase, we can understand when we follow or when we develop these factors, we can develop our wisdom. Our wisdom will increase, then we can fulfill our wisdom. We can do it. Then Buddha teach Katamiyata, what eight? First one, how? He teaches, here monks lives in dependence on the teacher or on a certain fellow monk in the position of a teacher toward whom he has set up keen sense of moral shame and moral dread, affection and reverence. This is the first causes and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life when it has not been obtained and to its increase, maturation and fulfillment by development after it has been obtained. So according to this phrase, you can understand first one about, we can say, spiritual friend or noble friend or spiritual friend. So dear meritorious friends, according to this one, how he associates or he lives with the Buddha, or he associates a spiritual friend, he has these qualities, he has a faith about Buddha, or he has a faith about Dhamma, he has a faith about Dhamma means he has faith about wholesome deed, good qualities. Then he believes result of karma, result of action. And he has a faith about Sangha or enlightened ones. Then according to this phrase, we can understand about noble friend or spiritual friends, how noble spiritual friend, he should have some factors. One, he should have faith about Supreme Buddha. Then he should have faith about Dhamma. He should have faith about Sangha. Because when he practices this Dhamma, or someone practices this Dhamma, anytime he can experience this Dhamma and he can understand this Dhamma. So when he understands this Dhamma, at the moment, he will feel some pleasant mind or faith about Buddha, like gratitude. Then he will gratitude to Buddha and he will gratitude to Sangha or enlightened ones. So then he should have keen sense of moral, keen sense of moral shame, and keen sense of moral dread, so that a spiritual friend, he should have those qualities. Then, so that follower, this follower, he loved that spiritual friend. He liked that spiritual friend. Okay? Then, and he respected spiritual friend, and he respect and he reverence, or he respect and have reverence to his spiritual friends. So this is the first quality that leads to wisdom. And if someone has this quality, he can develop his wisdom, he can increase his wisdom, he can fulfill his wisdom. Then I can say about Buddha, he had told us a way to think about noble friend or spiritual friends, how we can think this noble friend or spiritual friend have a compassionate or compassion for us. They like or they hope our progress. They like our progress. Then they give benefit for us. They like that. So when we think about good benefit of or good actions of spiritual friends, we can associate that spiritual friends with pleasant feeling. Lesson mind. So it's the first quality told by Buddha. Second one, Buddha told us how, as he is living in dependence on the teacher or on a certain fellow monk in the position of a teacher toward whom he has set up a keen sense of moral shame and moral dread, affection and reverence, now he is going to another one. How? Kalena kalam upasankamitva paripuchyati paripanyati. How? It means he approaches them from time to time and asks. What? He asks, idam bhante katam. How is this bhante? Then he asks the thought. Imasako atoti. What is the meaning of this? Like that. Those venerable ones then tell to him what has not been told. Clear up what is unclear. And gets rid of his confusion, removes his confusion. So this is the second cause and condition that leads to obtain the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life. So according to this one, so now he has that first quality. So second one about this follower going to clear his knowledge, according to this one. How then, when he keeping first qualities, or when he associate that spiritual friend, he approaches to the spiritual friends time to time. He asks now, what he asks, how is this Bhante? Now he want to improve his knowledge. Then he asks, what is the meaning of this Bhante? He asks, how I practice this one? Or he will ask, how I develop this one? So, how I clear this one? Like that. How I understand this factor? Something like that. So now what happened? That spiritual friend, he disclosed or he clear arms. So he will clear arms everything, little by little. So however, eventually, that follower's Dhamma knowledge will increase. It will clear. Then, so I can say something about this one. Actually, according to when we follow these factors, we can understand. So, how if you want to develop this quality, if you want to achieve this wisdom, we should have good endurance. Okay? Because we have to do many kinds of things. Then next one, it's about, so first one about spiritual friends, second one about he clear his knowledge, third one, it is about seclusion. How Buddha taught us, having heard that Dhamma, he into two kinds of withdrawal. Withdrawal in body and withdrawal in mind. Kaya upakasena cha, chitta upakasena cha. Withdrawal or seclusion of body, seclusion in body or seclusion of mind. This is the third cause and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life. Now, this follower, he know what should I do? Because he has some good knowledge. Now he know what should I do. Then, so now he is going to alone, or he is going to practice, develop this Dhamma. How he use two kinds of seclusion, seclusion of body and seclusion of mind. So what is the seclusion of body? According to Buddha's teaching, we can understand seclusion of body, he reduces his activities. He reduces, he gives some kinds of activities, some kinds of unbeneficial activities, useless activities. He give up it. Because he want a time, and he will not waste his valuable time. Okay? Then, however, he find time for practice this teaching, for develop this Dhamma, for develop his concentration, like that. So when he practicing, or when he develop seclusion of body, eventually he will achieve seclusion of mind. So those things are related to each other. Without reclusion of body, it's difficult to experience seclusion of mind. So seclusion of mind, it's like he gives up hindrance, five hindrance, and he gives up unwholesome and sense pleasure. Actually, he deals with peaceful mind. Peaceful mind. So today, I can say about you, today you have to give up some kinds of activities. Now today you experience seclusion of body. Okay? Then after your tea break, you can practice seclusion of mind. Okay? Then next factor. What is the next one? Buddha teaches how, next factor about virtuous life. Fourth one. Sorry. Silava hoti. He is virtuous. He dwells restrained by the Patimokkha. Patimokkha means this holy life or virtuous life. It has many kinds of precepts. Among them, there are some kinds of precepts. Those are very strong. Like, especially monks, they can't do any kinds of sexual things. Then, small thing, they can do some kinds of little faults. So, how then Buddha told us, possessors of good conduct and resort seeing danger in minute faults or small faults, having undertaken the training rules, he trains in them. This is the fourth causes and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom. So according to this one, now he develops his virtuous life. So this is not only monk, actually lay disciple, they can develop their virtuous life. Then he used kinds of precepts according to his nature. Buddha, he had taught us many kinds of precepts. Lay disciple, they can practice five precepts. When they're doing their day-to-day activities, they can develop five precepts. And time to time, they can observe eight precepts, like today. Then Buddha, he had taught eight precepts with right livelihood, kinds of eight precepts. Then he had taught 10 precepts for novice monk and novice nun, they can practice. Then fully, then other monks, higher virtuous monk, they observe many kinds of, they protect many kinds of precepts, they practice many kinds of precepts. So, however, when he practiced those kinds of precepts, he hasn't any idea to break it. He hasn't any idea to break his precepts. Actually, with knowing or with seeing danger of little faults, he keeps his own precepts. Actually, when he practices this virtuous life, he has good habits. And I can say he doesn't have bad action. He has good behavior. And he abstaining from his smallest wrongdoing or his smallest faults. So this is the fourth factor. So first one about spiritual friend, second one he cleared his knowledge, then third one about seclusion, fourth one about all life, or he developed his virtuous life. Then next one, number five, Buddha, he had taught This is about learned much. Bahusuto hoti. He has learned much. Sutadharu remembers what he has learned. Suta sannicheu and accumulates what he has learned. He collects what he has learned. Those teachings that are good in the beginning, Adi Kalyana, good in the middle, Majje Kalyana, good in the end. So, Buddha's all teaching, we can divide it for three parts, I say, a moment ago. So, however, Adi Kalyana, good in the beginning means this virtuous life or this precepts. It is the beginning point of Buddha's teaching. Then Majje Kalyana, good in the middle. So middle of this teaching, concentration. He well taught about concentration. Then Paryosana Kalyana, good in the end. End means wisdom. Then, so with the right meaning and phrasing, which proclaim the perfectly complete and pure spiritual life. Such teaching as this, he has learned much, sutta. Then dhata, retained in mind, vachasa parichita, recited verbally, manasa anupekkhita, mentally investigated, and Ditya Supatita and penetrated well by view. This is the fifth causes and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to spiritual life. So according to this phrase, you can understand, friends, it has some process. Okay? First of all, he should do something. First of all, he learns what said by Buddha. Then next, he retains it. Then after that, he recites verbally. So this is the way told by Buddha for develop our Dhamma knowledge. Then he mentally investigates, means now he can think about teaching. Now he can think about Dhamma lesson, something like that. Actually, then if you like, you can practice today's lesson. You can practice retains and you can recite verbally this lesson. How you can download this lesson from our website. Okay, then after that, you can practice. So, dear friends, finally, however, this follower, he will achieve right view, or he will achieve eight noble eightfold path, and he will see the real nature of Dhamma or of life or something like that. Because he can clear his teaching, his knowledge again. So, next one, number six. This is about energy. How? The thought is, Aradha Viryo Hoti, he has aroused energy for Akusalanam Dhammanam Pahanaya, for abandoning unwholesome qualities and Kusalanam Dhammanam Upasampadaya and acquiring wholesome qualities. He is strong, firm in accession, not casting off the duty of cultivating wholesome qualities. This is the sixth causes and conditions that leads to obtain the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life. So this is about energy. Now this follower, he should do some effort for develop his wholesome qualities, for develop his mindfulness, for develop his every good deeds. Then if you want, or if we have a strong desire, we can make a strong energy. So strong energy depends on strong desire. So therefore, if we have a strong desire for wholesome qualities, it's very useful for develop our effort. Then he should not give up his effort. Anytime he keeps his effort or his energy. According to number 6, again we can say, he does not give up his effort until he attain Nibbana, until he attain enlightenment, like that. He develops good qualities, then he will do many kinds of good things. Today you develop your good deeds, today you observe few kinds of precepts, 8 precepts, and today you can spread your compassion mind and loving kindness, and you can develop your mindfulness like that. Okay, so then you should remember everything, however those things depend on a spiritual frame. It's the starting point. It's the first factor taught by Buddha. Then, again, we can understand, without energy, without effort, it is difficult to develop good qualities. You know, without effort or without energy, we can't develop our good, wholesome activities. So therefore, energy, it's very important. Next one, number 7. This is about his words. Okay? How? In the middle of the Sangha, in the middle of the Sangha, he does not engage in rambling and pointless talk. Either he himself speaks on the Dhamma, or he asks, or he invites someone else to do so, or he adopts noble silence. Or are you Thunni Bhav, noble silence? Then I will say about noble silence, I can say. So however, this is the 7th causes and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life. 7th one. According to this one, we can say this is about words and behavior, his behavior. He doesn't like to, he doesn't talk pointless talk. When he associates his friends, so some friends or his friends and his neighbor or any other friends, they will gather with this follower, but he will not say pointless talk. Actually, when he talks something, he knows it means. You know it means. Actually, he has a reason to talk. There is a point to speech, like that. So, according to this factor, we can understand, actually, this follower, he used his mindfulness when he talking something, when he speak something, he used his mindfulness. Okay? Then, he knows starting point of his speech or his talk, and he know ending point of his speech or his talk. Okay? So he has a good mindfulness about his speech, about his word. Then, again, according to this phrase, we can say he talk Dhamma or he encourage others for Dhamma talk. He doesn't talk useless talk or he adopts noble silence. Noble silence means he use his concentration or he will do some meditation, something like that. He focuses his attention to meditation. Like that. So this is the seventh factor. First one about noble friend. Second one about clear up his Dhamma knowledge. Third one about he used seclusion, two kinds of seclusion. Fourth one, he developed virtuous life. Fifth one, he learned much. Number six, he develops his energy. Number seven, actually, he used good words. Then, anytime he deals with them. Then again, Then last one, it's very important, actually, I can say this is about impermanence. All conditions are impermanence. This part connects with insight. Final one, it's a little bit hard. Buddha told us, he deals contemplating arising and vanishing in the five aggregates subject to clinging. Panchasu kopana upadana kandesu udayapyanu pasi yirati. So such is form, such is the origin of form and passing away like that. He abides contemplating about five aggregates of clinging. So there are five things among them. First one, forms. Now he thinks about forms. How he thinks about forms. Forms means, like we can say, four great elements. Do you know the four great elements? Four great elements, like water element and earth element and air element and heat element. Then I can say about earth element. We have earth element. So our hair, body hair, our teeth, our bone, our skins, those things like earth element. We have water element. Blood, urine, flame, those things like water element. We have heat element. We know we have body heat. Then we have air element, we have a natural breathing process, and there are some wind in our lungs or stomach, something like that. Form means four great elements, or is there something made by four great elements? This also form. So this is the form. Now this follower, he think about this one, because he can do it, because now he has good Dhamma knowledge about this one. Then he think how such is the arising of form. So what is the arising of form? Neutral. Okay. Then when neutral ends, forms end. So when nutriment begin or start, forms will begin. Forms will sprout like that. So again, if someone delight this form, what happened to him, actually he delights craving, he delights suffering. Because this form, subject to change, subject to sickness, subject to suffering. So this form keeps changing. Anytime it keeps changing. Therefore, this form, impermanent. If someone delights this form, what happened to him? He delights suffering. Then again, next one, second one, about feel, how he think about feel. He thinks about feeling, how, so we can say, why we call it feeling, because feels pleasure, feels pain, feels neither pleasure nor pain, like that. There are three kinds of feels. According to this one, I can say we have many kinds of feelings. We had experience. So all feelings we can divide it for three parts according to Buddha's lesson. Or you can get some idea about it. We can divide our feelings for three parts. Feels pleasure or pain or neither pleasure nor pain. Okay, now this follower, he think about it. Now he can think because he has some mindfulness, because he had practiced seclusion and he has good knowledge. He had associated that spiritual frame. Therefore, he has good knowledge. So, what is the reason for feelings? Buddha told, contact is the reason for feeling. So we can say, when we see something, when we look something, when we hear something, actually, then our contact, we will feel. Okay, when we see something, we will look something, or when we hear something, we will feel something. Oh, it's good, or it's nice, or it's bad, something like that. It's nice like that. We will feel something. So that feel originates from contact. So contact is the reason for feeling. Then when contact ends, feeling, and when contact is sprout or origin, our feeling will origin. Feeling origin. Because without contact, we can't feel anything. Then, next one, third one, how it is about perception. Now he is going to think about perception. How, now he abides. Contemplating perception. So perception is like perceive. It may be sound or pictures or colors, something like that. We perceive it. So this is the perception. So what is the reason for perception, or this perception originate from contact? So when we see something, when we look something, we will feel or we will experience some perceive. We have some perceive. We have some perception. So that perception originates from contact. So when we hear something, again, we will perceive like that. Then when we can then, when our contact ends, perception end. Now the Buddha told us, he abides contemplating about his own perception. Fourth one, about volitional formation. Actually, this is very little bit deep, not little, very deep. But if you want to achieve wisdom, if you want to develop our wisdom, if you want to fulfill our wisdom, we have to study those things. We have to think about those things according to Buddha's lesson, teaching. Because this is not my advice, this is Buddha's advices. Those are Buddha's advices. Then, fourth one, volitional formation. So, volitional formation, it's like our thoughts. Okay? It's like our thoughts. It is also, we know, we had thought many kinds of thought. So, volitional formation, it is also arising with contact. Arising from contact. So, it's like when we see something, or when we look something, when we hear something, when we eat something, and when we touch something. So, at that time, we have many kinds of thoughts about that forms, or about that pictures, or about that, it may be about tangibles, it may be about that taste. We have many kinds of thoughts. We think about not only those things, we think about our thoughts. Okay? Therefore, there are many kinds of, we can't count our volitional formations, because you can understand those volitional formations generate or arise from contact. Then, when contact ends, volitional formation end. So this is the fourth one. Then, so with the tonas, such is he dwells contemplating arising and vanishing in the five aggregates subject to clinging. First one about form, second one about feeling, third one about perception, fourth one about volitional formation, final one about consciousness. So it is difficult to experience, because without good mindfulness, without good Dhamma knowledge, it is difficult to experience. But we can study, we can get an idea about consciousness. How? So why do we call it consciousness? Buddha told, because it cognizes. It leads to recognize something. It leads to cognize something. Simply, we know we can cognize bitter, sweet, salty, unsalty, like that. Okay? So, I can say, you can simply get an idea about this consciousness, like mind. This consciousness associate our body. So, but consciousness, it is not completely mind. But you can get an idea. Like, because our mind in time helps to, or use our mind for recognize something like that. Therefore, especially according to Buddha's teaching, consciousness, vijnana is the Pali, Pali is Buddha's language. I think no any other words for vijnana in our own language. But according to these translations, according to English language, they had used this word consciousness. I think Kemalathadamanthi, he will say something about it. So then, singular word for consciousness, vijnana. Yeah? Then Pali word also vijnana. Pali words and singular words both are very same. So, however, now this person, this follower, how he deals contemplating arising and vanishing in the five aggregate subject to clinging. So, what is the reason for consciousness? Buddha taught us, reason is nama rupa. Nama rupa is the Pali word. We can say name and forms, or mentality and materiality. So, I can say simply, it's very, very deep. So, I can say simply how we know we have materialities. Our body like materiality. Our mind like mentality. Okay? So, we can divide our life for two parts. Our body and mind. Okay? Therefore, mentality things and materiality things, those things keeps together anytime. Therefore, we use our body with our mind. Okay? So, Buddha used a word for it, nama-rupa. Nama-rupa, or like English version, like we can say English word, mentality things and materiality things. It is the reason of consciousness. So, however, he abides contemplating about those five things. Buddha taught us how such is. Yeah. Then Buddha taught us this is the eight causes and condition that leads to obtaining the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life when it has not been obtained, and to increase maturation and fulfillment by development after it has been obtained. So, dear friends, so when we practice those things, we can develop our wholesome qualities and our wisdom will develop. Then again, finally, Buddha taught us those are the factors that leads to wisdom and complete our wisdom. Then Buddha teaches, when he practiced those qualities, what happened to him? Then that fellow ones or his friends, they think about this person, this follower, or this monk, or this person, surely knows something about life. He surely knows about Dhamma. He surely knows about wholesome qualities. His fellow monks or his friend think about that person. Therefore, if someone practices those qualities, our virtuous friends, our good friends, they will love to us. Then they will respect us. Then our bad friends, they will give up us. Or we will give up them. We have to give up them. Because every practice, you can get an idea, those every practices depend on wholesome deeds, good deeds, good action, and those things depend on mindfulness. Because he has to develop his words, his body action, and his mind. Therefore, Buddha taught, then when he practiced those things, those friends, they can keep their unity and their qualities and their wisdom will develop and they will complete their wisdom. So, however, now you know about those qualities, their right qualities for caused wisdom. So, finally, I can wish you, may all of you have an opportunity to develop your wisdom and achieve enlightenment in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. So.